Kids Marathon.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Yes, that was our six in a row on KC Lunch with me. It's a Friday and it's Lang Na Week Weg, so I usually say, so the number you have dialed will not be available this weekend. On Monday, we'll stay in contact with each other then. Thanks again. And it's Friday and we've got some beautiful people here from Klapmuts and they're here to visit us. And only celebrities comes from them. If I say something about Klapmuts, you know, I've got celebrities with me. I have a group of people, you know, not a group, but there are three of them here with us. And they're going to tell us about this. A new release, am I correct?
100%, sir. We're from the city. If you mention Klapmuts, say they're from the city of Klapmuts.
Oh, excuse me.
From the city.
sorry for that one. Now, welcome to Radio KC.
Thanks for having us, sir. Thanks very much, everyone, for having us. It's been a while since we're here, and we actually have a new member in the crew. She goes by the name of Lady D. Yo!
Okay, yo! what have you been up till now?
Okay, cool. So now what happened is, I'm not going to say, I know like people say, no, we always hear Amstrad speaking on the radio. It is always something to say. All right, now we've been quite in a lot of stuff that we've been doing, all right? Specifically when it comes to music. Us and Lady D, we've recorded quite a number of songs, of which I believe that in one of these days we're going to be listening to one of those songs. We've been shooting a music video, like when was last weekend? And that song is going to get dropped this coming weekend, all right, on the Mother's Day, all right, because you mentioned something very important. You said, you know, sooner or later, when people call us, we're going to say, like, the number you've dialed is not available because what we're doing is we're spoiling our mothers, all right? Mother's Day, just in case you're tuning in, you're listening and wondering, when is the Mother's Day? It is on the 11th of May. 2025, that means on Sunday, because today it is the 9th of May, sir.
Okay, you mentioned something, a new lady here.
Lady D.
Lady D. Introduce yourself to us and give us a bit of background about yourself.
Okay, so my name is, I go by the name of Lady D, which is my real name is Dinah Lee Dupree. I'm a 25-year-old lady from Klapmuts. So I grew up singing in the Sunday school. So now I just want to try something new within the Afro pop
scene. Yes. Let me actually tell you how myself and them met. So that this other day, like ever, you know, like the crew or the whole group, like, you know, is looking for a female vocalist, all right? So all the ladies, when you see them and they do the interviews, they're like, no, man, like, this thing is going to be difficult. I can't sing. I can sing in the shower, but I doubt I would be able to sing in front of the microphone, all right? So I'm going to the shower this other day. They're like, hey, ladies, I see these two ladies. And then it's just closer. Then I ask her, but sister, can you sing? Like, yeah, I can sing with maximum confidence. I'm like, hey, you got to go and sing behind the microphone. We'll be able to handle the pressure. Like, yeah, I can sing. Bruh. Since then, every time we go sing, we go record a song, she's always killing it, all right? And I believe that one of these days, we're going to be watching her in a music video, doing it and singing. Bruh, like, you know, we're so proud of Lady D. If you're listening from Klapmuts, you know, you should know that you have real talent from the city of Klapmuts. Oh. I know people are like, since when did Klapmuts become a city? It is a city. We're making it a city.
Hey, what happened to the other lady then?
Look, what happened is, no, she had some other challenges. Like, when I actually ask a lady, CBT, like, when we ask her, listen, why are you out of a sudden you don't want to be part of the crew anymore? And then she said, you know, I thought I was ready, all right? Whereas she wasn't ready, all right? Then she said, okay, you know, we agreed though, like, a mutual understanding. Okay, please take a break and then look at your challenges. You sort them out. Maybe when you return, you know, you'll be working on your EP, on your album. But one thing for sure, you know, the life continues. And then this is when Lady D jumped in, like, you know what, guys? I'm in. She has actually signed a 3-year contract with the record label.
And how many songs have you been recorded up to now?
I think Lady D will have to answer that question. Over to you, Lady D. How many songs have you recorded?
Okay, so we've recorded 3 songs
Yeah. 3 to 4 songs.
3 to 4
Look, Kid AV should actually get close to the mic. I shouldn't be talking a lot. Kid AV, get close to the mic, sir, please.
What's the call? What's the call, man? Yeah, 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 yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many songs? You said that, four?
Yeah, 3 to 4 songs. Okay.
How was your experience in the studio, recording studio?
Sure, at first it was a bit tough because...
You're the only lady in the building.
And it was my first time in the studio, so I just had to...
Just between me and you, how did they treat you in the studio?
They treated me like a queen.
Yeah, she right.
Okay. She's the queen.
Okay. And where do we see wine mills in the next 3 years?
Yeah, probably like in the next 3 years, like we'll be winning awards. That's what I can say. Yeah, that's what I can say. I will be winning awards and making sure that we're taking over in the industry.
Okay, yeah. I think I should actually elaborate when it comes to that. You know, wine mills have started operating, I would say, from January 2025. But if you can look at what we've achieved, like she has just mentioned that she just joined us plus minus about 2 weeks ago, and she's just mentioned that we've recorded plus minus 3 to 4 songs with her. And when it comes to music videos, yo, we've recorded quite many music videos. Actually, I see wine mills achieving winning awards this year already. So in the next 3 years, I see these guys owning mansions, you know, having their own private jets, you know, driving AMGs. It is possible. Right, of course, they're disciplined.
Definitely. We're going to listen to a song, Wine Mills, Mama Ngiyabonga. Tell us more about the song.
Yeah. The song, it really came from a place of deep gratitude. We wanted to express the overwhelming appreciation we feel for our mothers and all they've done for us. So it's a way of saying thank you in a way that words sometimes can't quite capture. So it was a really deep song. And what you gotta say, Buddha Amster, on that?
Okay, I'm not too sure if maybe the microphone is making sound, but like, yeah, we need to, you know, move it around. Look, when it comes to mothers, Everal, one thing for sure, I still feel like if there could be that great connection and collaboration and communication between mothers and their children, I still feel like maybe the crime rate and all that kind of stuff would decrease, all right? Because it's the mother who foresees that, you know what, this child will get injured because she or he comes back late at night from the taverns, etc. And the mother will keep on saying, no, please don't walk or drive late at night, etc. But we as youth, we feel like, oh, it's just my mother. She's just concerned. And then up until something happens. All right. So I believe with this song is not just only for, even though we're going to be dropping it for Mother's Day, but we should actually honor our mothers throughout our lives. All right. We respect them. We listen to them. Actually, in this music video, my mom is in it. All right. She had to actually fly from the Eastern Cape. So now she's listening from Club Mats. Hello, Mama. She's listening right now. Okay, so if you can actually like own our mothers, we listen to our parents, we listen to our mothers. I believe with this crime rate or children getting murdered at taverns or kids using drugs and all that kind of stuff, I think that would it wouldn't happen this much. It's just that like most of kids or children don't listen to their mothers.
Yes, let's listen to the song, Wine Mills with Mama Ngiyabonga.
The city's favorite, KC 107.7.
Song by Wine Mills. Yeah, Mama Ngiyabonga. Who wrote the song and how? Where did you produce it?
Okay, so basically what happened is this gentleman, like KDV, he came to me, he's like, you know what? I've got this song that I want us to write for our mothers. I'm like, hey, cool. Write the song, then we work on it. So, and then basically when it comes to that, obviously the producer is Loso, who's actually here in the studio. And then behind the scenes, he had to bring the lyrics. We look at the lyrics. We change them. We rearrange them. We change everything that he came out with. All right? And then, like, you know, obviously, like, he was definitely looking for my verse as well. He said, please, I need your verse. Then I came up with my verse. And then we had to actually, it was recorded at Wild Coast Media and Entertainment Studios, which is based in Klapmans. We shot a music video last Saturday. Right? One day.
Yeah.
So now the music video together with the song will be released on Sunday, the 11th of May, 2025. And obviously, like, you'll have to watch it on YouTube and your small TV screens at homes, because it's going to be on televisions as well.
How is it going on the social media? Where can we find it?
Okay. Like, now it's not on socials because it will be only out on Sunday. That means it's going to be on Spotify, on all digital platforms, YouTube, because, like I've just mentioned, we have a music video of it, and it's crazy. You know, those music videos that were released, like, in the early 2000s, when you watch a TV ever, then you actually feel like you should actually go lick the screen, the TV screen, because the music video is beautiful. So it's one of those music videos. You understand? It's that type of music videos. It's crazy. Coloring is great, you know, the costumes are off the hook and everyone is proud of it, and it has that city of Klapmans feel, because when you watch it, if I can just quickly give you like a little background about it, it shows Klapmans, you know, like, you know, houses, and it shows that Klapmans hill when it starts, then it says welcome to Klapmans, and then you see the actions going deep down in Klapmans, everything. So it's beautiful, beautiful.
The way forward, what's the pipeline for this year?
Okay, now, basically, if you listen right now, you know that you're going to have a birthday party, you're going to have a wedding ceremony and all that kind of stuff. Make sure that you book us, because when it comes to performances, especially if you know that, listen, I love my mother, and my mother's birthday is just around the corner. I need someone who will actually come and bless my mother with a superb performance. Lady D, a little bit later, will actually give contact details when we get there. if you ask for contact details. I'm not too sure if you're going to ask for them. But if you do, then she'll give us contact details. How can people get hold of us? But we're always available for performances. You know, but one of these days we'll be performing, you know, like they're in the UK, in the US, in Australia. But now, for now, if you're in Pal East or wherever, yeah, man, like, book us, call us, and please give back to your community. All right? Because what I've just picked up, Evel, is that what's lacking is not resources. People have resources. It's just that what's lacking is leadership. How they go up, how people... Can you imagine, maybe, can you think how many studios, recording studios we have in Club Mats? When you, can you guess, maybe?
Maybe 9 or 10?
Yeah, around there. Because we have a lot of recording studios in Club Mats. That means if you can actually look at Pal East, like in Chicago and all those stuff, maybe they have plus minus 30 recording studios. But how many artists or developed artists that we actually get from these places? You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everyone has like, it's not like everyone has like drones, they have recording studios, they have this, but now the leadership, that spirit of giving back to the community and guiding a brother or sister, okay, now please do it this way. Mm-hmm. And you know that, that's just lacking a lot. So like, please, let's give back to communities and let's have great leadership skills. And what I can mention about leaders, through leaders, they demonstrate, show people how to do things, guide them. And please don't get, you know, like discouraged, or maybe you feel like, you know what, I just want to let these people do their thing and all that kind of stuff. As long as you're doing something good. Look, remember that the world is way too corrupt. There are a lot of bad things happening. So be that person who's doing good thing in the community. Like Evel, I always like your pictures when you show that, like, okay, now you've been in the community. You know, like, I like that. Because, like, you know, not Evel, I want to give you credit. It's like, keep up the good work. Maybe someone may never said it, but I'm saying it live on the radio. So let's always give back to our communities. Mm-hmm.
That's how I always roam.
Yes, sir.
Those people, they don't have the opportunity to meet.
Yes,
the presenters or whatever, even you guys, but you are in the community. Do you only do your shooting in Club Mats, or do you do it in other...
You know, like, basically, especially now, like, many people have been saying, like, no, why guys don't go to Table Mountain, go shoot, like, you know, Sea Point and Robben Island? But now the thing is, you say, now, look, people have to know about our community, where we stay first. Let's first make it there. Look, like, yeah, even then, like, in this music video specifically, even though it says welcome to Club Mats, at the end, it shows the life in the Cape Winelands district. Because we don't want to actually go and, like, you know, Table Mountain and all that. Who's going to actually uplift our communities where we stay? Nobody. So what we should do is, if you're from Bekweni, from Pal East, go in that board if you want to shoot a music video that says, welcome to Pal East. Well, people want to actually know what's happening in Pal East more than they want to know what's going on in Table Mountain or Hout Bay or Kemps Bay or Sea Point. You understand? So that's why I respect community radio stations ever. Because they're about communities. Mm-hmm. You understand? They're not about, okay, what's going on there in that other place. No, they are community radio stations that's supposed to cover that. So please be proud of the area where you stay in. All right. Mm-hmm. I think in that way you can be able to actually, you know, develop each other. We grow from there and all that kind of stuff.
How can we get hold of you?
Lady D will actually give you contact details, and I believe that Kirei will also get close to this mic, and so that he can actually add if there's information that he should add to Lady D. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can reach us in a few ways for bookings and inquiries. Please contact us at 069-963-4925. And our email is going to be wildcoastforshore@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at Wild Coast Music,
with
the K. On Facebook, Wild Coast Media Entertainment. On TikTok, you can
find us on Wild Coast Music. On that C, just know, just you must put a K. Yeah, just know on that C, put a K. And you can continue, Lady D.
If it's a C, you turn it into a K, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Anything else that you want to add?
Thank you so much.
Anything else that you want to add in conclusion?
Yeah. What we want to add is we want to add that we love everyone who's listening to Radio KC. Please make sure that you always tune in, not just only to KC Lunch, but to all Radio KC programs.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And one more other thing I want to mention is that when I'm at Radio KC, I feel like I'm at home. This is where my radio career started.
And all I just want to say is that happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We love you so much. And have a great Mother's Day on Sunday. Shout out.
Yeah. They should also make sure that, like, if you're in Clappers and around, maybe you're in Powell, you want to come through, we're going to have an event on Mother's Day just to appreciate all the mothers. It's going to start. It's going to be in Clapmat's windows. Please come around. We'll be performing this song and other songs. Come watch me perform. Come watch Kid AV performing. And also come watch Lady D performing. I know the whole Clapmat is listening. They've been saying they can't wait to be there.
Anything from you, my Lady D, that you want to share or in closing?
Okay, so I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there, and may they enjoy this Sunday and come and enjoy it with us at our event.
Where will it be? Where will this event be?
It's going to be happening in Clapmat's windows in Clapmat's. Yeah, Clapmat's windows. Just come and see how it's going to be crazy though. It's really going to be crazy. Clapmat's windows, everyone knows where it is. It's in Merchant Street. You drive in Clapmat's and then they're on the farm. It's just like opposite Mandela City. That's where it's going to be taking place.
Sure. There's always a Mandela Road. Or Mandela
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And you also have a Mandela picture here in Vera KC Studios.
Yeah. The original people, the founders of KC, they had the privilege of meeting the big boss.
I remember it was 1996, so 29 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When I had a conversation with the board chairperson of Radio KC, he mentioned that they had to actually travel all the way to Umtata to actually get the license, which was actually authorized by the authority. In case you don't know what the authority is ICASA, all right? So basically, Radio KC is one of the first community radio stations that actually was granted license, broadcasting license by the authority. 1996, that means next year, Radio KC is turning 30. Mm-hmm. Wow!
Okay, thanks again. Thanks for the visit and all of the best, all of the event that you're planning this coming Sunday. And keep us posted of whatever is happening there with you guys.
Thanks very much, sir. Thanks for this, for having us. We really highly appreciate you, Avril and Radio KC.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
This is KC 107.